We go from men's basketball to women's basketball, hosting the regional at the SDC gym. That is awesome. They win the GLIAC tournament to boot, and just a great performance on Sunday. Coach Kim Cameron is with us. First of all, Coach, congratulations on the championship Saturday. Or Sunday,
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It was amazing, and you really realized how important those moments are, and it was really special for our team.
The that game, I guess, tell us the dynamics of that game. It seemed like early on, and it seemed like neither team could really get anything to go down.
Well, it's a funny, the tournament is set up, and your emotional highs and lows from Wednesday to Sunday are all over the map, and coming out Sunday, we had an incredibly intense and momentum swinging game against Grand Valley, and Ashland had a 20 to 30 point win over Walsh, and so going into the game, I think you're both kind of feeling each other out to start with. It's such a big deal, and you're trying to stay relaxed and do what you're good at, and I thought both teams a little bit to start were a little slow, but I think as the game got going, I thought both teams showed what they had and what they were capable of, and I'm just happy we were able to sustain and be more dominant throughout to the end of that game.
At least on the scoreboard, the biggest challenge of the weekend was Saturday's game against Grand Valley State, and obviously, they gave us all sorts of fits. They had us by 5 points, I think, with about 5 minutes to go. How were you guys able to turn the tides on them and get that win?
That game is so funny, and I don't know. I know it seems. I don't know if that was the harder game or if there is a harder game. It was just that one was. There were so many swings of 10 points or 7 points, and it would be like, our team goes up seven. They come back, they tie it, they go up seven, and back and forth, and it was just very extreme swings. They made a really big, they started the game, they threw the first punch, and went up, I think, seven or nine, and we were able to, take a breath, and, you have to remember, it's 3 minutes into the game, there's a long ways to go, and you have to make sure that you stay focused, and you can't get too emotionally high or too emotionally low, otherwise, you're going to be in trouble if you want to be able to sustain the highs and lows of the game. But they made a major momentum swing and up five with, I think it was as little as 4 minutes to go. And there was just a point where the momentum swung and Michigan Tech's, their faces, their eyes, their body language, they were in sync, in rhythm, and the whole place could feel it. And I'll tell you what, the momentum and it can be driven with the crowd, and our crowd was awesome for a Sunday with everybody being out of town. They were in it. It was as loud as it's been in a long time, and there was a ton of people, and we really appreciate that. I mean, you think that could have been what gets you down the stretch. If you're at a neutral site or if you're somewhere else, do you get that extra boost? Can you feel the excitement? Can you feel the confidence? Can you get the confidence anywhere else? And we're just really, really grateful and appreciative that we have the home court and that the fans are coming out to support us.
The media voted on the all-tournament team after the game, or as the game was winding down on Sunday, and I can tell you that the vote was all over the map in terms of our team, and we had so many different players step up, and the MVP was, several different players getting several votes. Obviously, Kelly Guy had the performance on Sunday with 18 points, but, we went with Jillian Ritchie, and she had 27 and 9 against Grand Valley State, and overall, kind of sets the tone for the team. But talk about just the balance that you guys have with this group.
I don't think I would have wanted the job to have to pick, and even thinking about it, who would you pick? Who would you pick? And it's, you're going back and forth, and you can make arguments a lot of different ways, and I think that's a really good problem for our team to have, and I hope other teams have a hard time figuring out, what they want to do against a certain person because it leaves somebody else open. Kelly Guy at the end of that game and throughout that game was unbelievable, and we just lights out. We just ask her to shoot more is all we would ask her to do, but you have to have different people be able to step up, and Morgan Anderson didn't have her best game offensively, but different people are able to step up, and Kelly took that role on as she has done on several different occasions this year. The game before, you know, Joanne Ritchie was unbelievable. And that, I think that is Grand Valley for 4 years competitiveness and being a senior leader and getting through that tough game, and kind of putting her team on her back, and really, you know, not letting them lose.
How about the moment on Sunday night? You guys got together at the library and had a watch party for the selection show, and you had an idea that you might get the regional based on the fact that Lewis had lost the previous night and you guys had won your championship, but you obviously don't know until your name comes up on the board. Talk about the feelings that you had when you saw Michigan Tech go up as the host.
It's funny because, you know, we had hoped that we would know or be able to know and know for sure, and you don't ever know for sure, and you think of all the scenarios, and you talk to people and they think of different scenarios, and then your mind will go crazy. You know, and we had hoped that, you know, we were ahead of Lewis before we lost, and then they went ahead of us, and then they lost early and we won our tournament, but then, you know, Drury comes in and they beat Lewis, and there's just so many different things that happen throughout that time, and you know those rankings come out, and you still play three games.
Right.
That's a lot of basketball, and you know Coach Luke said there's just so much that goes into it that people don't understand. The difference between 1, 2, 3, and 4 can be hundredths of points, and so you don't ever actually know. But being that the party was amazing, it's a really special group, and they're really excited about what's happening, and they really enjoy each other, and it was really nice to be able to share that time and that excitement with the men's team as well. But that announcement is really neat, and you know, it's shot and it's on camera from a lot of different places, but you can't ever replace that feeling. It's what you work for all summer long, all preseason, all of your season, and getting through all of those games for an opportunity to first host a conference tournament, and then be able to potentially host a regional. It's just, it's everything that you work for, and you finally get an opportunity to play another day.
How about Cedarville? It's a team that probably nobody around here has any idea where they're even from or who they are. They're a member of the Great Mountain Athletic Great Midwest Athletic Conference. They're up down near Dayton, Ohio. But what do we know about them as a team?
Yeah, they have a great record, and we haven't heard a ton about them yet. But I don't think other people have probably heard much about them. But they have, because they're in a different conference. But they have beat 4 GLIAC schools, and that was Ferris in overtime game, Ohio Dominican, Tiffin, and Ashland. So they have. They have proven themselves by beating 4 GLIAC teams, which I think is obviously very difficult to do. A lot of those games were early in the season, but we have access to all of their most recent games. They're very talented, and you know you can look and their team is shooting 48% from the floor. They lead their conference in almost every statistical category, and you can take, you know, you have to take some things with a grain of salt, but if a team shoots 48%, defense is going to be really important, and that's what's gotten us all the way through, and that's what's going to carry us through. But that's a pretty glaring, very good statistic overall.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. The women play 5 o'clock Friday afternoon against Cedarville. Well, the broadcast on Mix 93 and WMPL will have simulcasted. And looking forward to it. Women's basketball tickets are on sale at the ticket office, 487-2073. Congratulations, Coach, on hosting the regional tournament. Good luck.
Thank you very much. And congratulations to all of Michigan Tech and all the sports teams. It'll be a really fun weekend.
Kim Cameron, head coach of the women's basketball team. And we'll be back in just a moment. More Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ.